Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, December the 4th. I've got Dave Barnes with us, City of Columbia Water and Light. Good to have you here, Dave. And we're going to talk about, home efficiency. The little things do make a difference, don't they?
Yes, they can.
Especially with the dryer. If you use a dryer, you got to be careful with several things. Make sure that that exhaust is cleaned out because you could have a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one thing which you wanted to bring up today.
Yeah, this is a brush that you can purchase on the
explain
internet.
For people listening to us on the radio.
It's a round brush about 4 inches in diameter, and it's designed to fit right in your dryer vent, which can sometimes be a flexible vent or sometimes can be a solid vent depending how it was installed. And
now, are you talking about the vent that goes from the dryer to the outside of the house?
Correct, yes,
okay.
Dryer vent.
What about the part of the dryer itself?
The lint trap. You want to pull that out. I've seen them pretty little jammed up at times.
Yeah.
But what happens is where this dryer vent attaches to the dryer at the back, sometimes there's an angle. That's where a lot of moisture and lint can gather and close itself up. It also can gather on the outside where your bird-proof venting is, because mm-hmm. it hits the outside cold air and the more moist air condenses and creates a clog right there. Mm-hmm. I was at a house just this morning where they're running 3 loads of wash in through the dryer just to get it dry because they got blockage.
I mean, they're having it go through three cycles. 1 load of wash.
Yeah, that's about 65 cents a load for the electricity. So it's about $2 right there. And if they're doing that every day it adds up. Plus, they're not taking advantage of having that moisture inside if they wanted to vent it inside and help them lower
their
heating.
That was another thing I was going to ask you, because Pat Akers, our audio guy there, he said, ask him about the vent that you can put on the dryer that diverts the warm, humid air into the house instead of going outside.
Right.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's just a small box. It's about, say, 6 inches by 6 inches by 8 inches, and it has a screen on it to keep the lint inside of it and a damper. And you can either divert the air to the outside when you want that heat and humidity outside, like in the spring, summer, and fall. But if you want to blow it inside, you just turn the damper the other way, and it blows inside.
So what you're saying is if you've got the dryer in the basement, you can divert that heat into your basement. If you've got it up in a laundry room on the main floor, you can divert that heat and humidity into your house.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is that easy to install?
It's really easy to install, and they've been around for many years. The only caveat would be that if you have a really tight house, you have to kind of watch it because you may be getting more condensation on your windows and stuff, because most of these houses that we go are real breezy. And so as soon as you throw some humidity in that environment, it goes right out of the doors and windows. By having humidity in the air, you're much more efficient at heating. In the summertime, you want to get the humidity out of the air because then you're going to be more efficient in cooling.
Right.
But heating requires that humidity. That's why you find furnaces with humidifiers on them, stuff like this. This is just kind of a way you can divert that, if you have a dryer. And it's not a rumor it's going to, if you have, for instance, some small utility areas, maybe too small to get the air out of it, and then it's going to stay in there and get
right.
all moist.
Now, if you've got the dryer in the basement, is it going to benefit the rest of the house diverting it into your?
Sure. Yeah, because you're going to pour some heat into that basement as well as the humidity, and anytime you can throw that into your house, it's going to warm the floor and it's going to warm your house. It's not, going to make your floors toasty or anything by any means like that, but it's a very expensive appliance to operate, and you might as well go ahead and take advantage of it as you can. Now, you can also hang your clothes up in a basement on the clothesline and slowly release the humidity, which might be more preferable in some residences. But if not, then this little diverter thing is a really good deal. Now, if you want to try to clean your own exhaust vent of the dryer, it's sort of difficult to get into that hose. And this brush you can order. This I got from the hardware store. It's about the same diameter. You could stick that in about 6 or 7 inches.
Okay, and what it is, it's about, 4 inches round, yeah. something like that, and it's got a handle on it that's maybe a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
And you would stick it in the back of the dryer where the hose comes out.
In that area as well as up to the little up the vent stack itself. And then on the outside where it might collect some lint because that warm, moist air hits the cold exterior air and then it can gather. I've seen big wads of stuff out there.
Yeah.
And people just get, you know, they overlook it.
This and you're really reducing your efficiency on that dryer when that hose is clogged up.
That's right.
The other thing you mentioned was the refrigerator, cleaning the refrigerator coils.
Coils, yes. It's not thought of very often.
And I've got to say, I'm guilty of that. I don't think I've ever cleaned the refrigerator coil.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, most of them have the coils underneath the refrigerator. They have a fan that pulls air underneath them to cool the refrigerator parts, et cetera. This is like, for your radio audience, this is a coil cleaning brush. It looks like a bottle brush.
It does, except but very long.
Yeah, it has a tapered end to it, so you can get back into the nooks and crannies of the coil apparatus underneath the refrigerator.
Underneath the refrigerator. Yeah. So you pull out, you'd have to pull that guard off, and then there's a drip pan under there also for the self-defrosting freezer.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You pull that out and then clean the coils.
Right, and you may have to pull the back off, too, to get to the compressor and make sure it's dust-free.
So how much money are you going to save by cleaning those coils?
Well, it depends on how big your refrigerator is and how many times the door is open. Probably 5% or something like that. It's just more – what it will do is it makes it run cooler and it also makes it run longer. That's the big key of it.
Okay. You mentioned the dryer. What does it cost? And I know this is just an average figure. You said 65 cents for each load that you dry?
Yeah, if you're on high heat.
Mm-hmm. For the city of Columbia and Boone County?
Well, it is like 4.5 kilowatt hours per hour of operation, and so depending on what you're paying.
So every time you turn that dryer on,
for an hour,
you're putting about 65 cents worth of change down inside there.
Yeah.
It's going onto your electric bill.
Yeah.
And if you have to run it longer because you have got the the pipes are all clogged up, you're spending a whole lot more.
Right.
And there's a possibility of a fire hazard, too.
You read it every so often you hear about fires that way, especially apartments.
If people want more information about this, Dave, where can they go?
They can call Columbia Water and Light at 874-7325 or call your local electric representative.
Now, Columbia Water and Light will come out and do an energy audit of your house?
Yeah, we still do that.
And Boone Electric? I think most of the electric co-ops will do that also.
Yep.
You just need to call them and get the details.
Who does their energy audits?
Okay.
That's right.
Dave Morris, thank you so much for coming
by.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. And I learn something every time I visit with you.
Very good.
Okay.
That's what we're here for.
Tomorrow, we'll tell you about the Calvary Church Bazaar and the Capital City Players are on. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Haywood. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And you really should watch this segment so you can see what we're talking about with the brushes. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you'll see exactly what Dave Mars is telling us to do. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. And be nice to each other. Bye-bye.